It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cam Hayward getting paid almost, maybe, sort of, if they do something. So the Steelers, I think, nailed this, Doran. They wanted to pseudo-reward a guy who's a double-digit time captain, who played really well last year, who's a Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner. But they wanted to make him sweat, and they did. I mean, his media availability on Friday, my man was conflicted. My man was in anguish. So they make him wait. They give him the $3 million, but only if they make the playoffs and win in the playoffs, which they could have done months ago, but you didn't want to set the precedent that it would be easy for a guy who requests to get paid with 2 years left on his deal. I actually think the Steelers nailed this. Yeah. The one thing that makes me feel all goofy inside, though, is, all right, Cam, you want paid? You're going to have to win a playoff game. Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin hasn't been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years and just keeps getting extension after extension after extension. I found that to be interesting, if not frustrating, but I think the Steelers handled the Cam Hayward situation really well. They did not really bend over and allow him to get what he wanted. I'm sure he's not thrilled that this is the compensation. I bet you he gets it, but not gets it as in gets paid. I bet you he understands it, but he probably wanted to do nothing to get that money.
Right. He wanted to get what he thinks he deserves from last year, which the Steelers were never going to give him that. But in comparison to Mike Tomlin, it's not like Mike Tomlin year after year, if he signs a 3-year deal, the first year he goes and be like, you know, it's like, I need a new contract.
They've done it sometimes with 2 years left. They've done it sometimes with 1 year left.
Yeah.
It's just funny to me that, all right, Cam, you got to sing for your supper. You got to do it in the postseason, which I don't dislike. I'm totally fine with it. I hope I'm not making some sense here. It's just funny to me. Mike Tomlin's got a lifetime contract. Doesn't matter if he gets blown out in every single playoff game. You are here, my friend, until you don't want to be here anymore. Meanwhile, Cam, all right, you want to get paid?
Mike's won the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was forever ago.
I'm just saying.
I don't even remember it. That's how long ago it was. Last time they were there, their quarterback beat them.
Yeah.
How crazy is it?
That is crazy, actually.
I was going to say this before, and we got sidetracked.
You were in college. I just got done with college. That was my rookie year.
My dad and I were all ripped up onto Jameson.
Me and my dad were ripped up onto Patrons.
Oh, I like Patron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I remember.
Little lime action?
No, just straight.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're a man.
Yes.
And I am me.
Yeah.
Mine's mostly lime juice.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.